We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. 16 degrees.
Oh.
Yes, 647. Well, definitely colder today than it was yesterday, but not the snow to deal with.
It's not really snowing as hard. There's still
fuel. Well, it's definitely not snowing as hard. It's just
it's a dusting.
Mild snow globe in effect right now.
Love it.
Which is great for you, Breeze, because yesterday was not a fun day for you.
No, it was less than perfect, I would say.
Well, this is kind of your own doing. You probably should have known this was going to happen.
I don't know if anyone really knows this. I don't really talk about it that much, but I'm a city gal now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
City gal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. You live on Park Ave, which is great, and you've got a really nice place. Mm-hmm. Actually, finally invited me over the other weekend. Got to see it. It is very nice. Your roommate's there. However, one small detail, which I really honestly wish you had brought up with me before you signed the lease at this place, because this place has only on-street parking. You had no idea how big of an annoyance that's going to be here in the winter.
I didn't know. I mean, in the fall, everything seemed fine.
Yeah, sure. Listen, I mean, it's your first, you know, apartment in the city.
I know.
You're a city gal and
city
all.
City gal.
How would you know that that was such a big problem?
I wouldn't have known. Mm-hmm. Things came to a shattering halt yesterday when I tried to leave to come to work out.
Yeah, I think it's also important to point out that you were trying to dig your car out of the snow with your snow brush as opposed to, I don't know, a shovel. So
in Converse.
Yes, also did not have winter boots. You were wearing Converse. You're basically you're the most comically unprepared person for winter in Rochester. Which we'll put to the test later on the show.
It was just not great. So I got my car stuck. Very stuck, actually.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the problem, Breeze. I mean, in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, yesterday, not great. Got a decent amount of snow.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. Oh. It's only going to get way worse. That was nothing. I mean, barely any school. One school was closed. There was just a handful of delays. Like, there's going to be worse storms. That was nothing. If you're having trouble with that, I fear for the rest of the winter for you.
Okay, well, that's promising.
I'm sorry. I'm shooting you straight.
Okay, well, we're going to need to come up with a plan here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to reach out to our listeners. Maybe someone can give me a ride who gets up that
Does anyone have any sled dogs that Breeze can borrow?
I might buy a snowmobile. Who knows?
Okay, there you go.
But
I don't know if they're street legal, but all right.
Let's go back to yesterday's adventure.
Yeah.
I'm coining this whole shebang, Breezy's on-street parking adventures.
See, that makes it sound like it's fun.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's a comic sarcasm, if you will. So I steal my girlfriend's car yesterday morning to come to work.
Only way you made it.
So I couldn't miss the show. I mean, I was like 15 minutes late to work, and we were going to be on air in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was an absolute disaster. So then I get home, and I'm driving down, I live on Park Ave, but I live on off of a side street. So I'm driving down this side street, just plowing through, trying to mat the snow down just a little bit so I can
give yourself a runway, if you will.
Chip away at my car that's still stuck on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It took me an hour to get my car unstuck alone, mind you. I did it all by myself, which I'm actually super proud of.
Yeah.
I stole
You're
my.
You're going to get less proud than more times you have to do that.
I stole my neighbor's shovel. So
okay,
if you're listening, thank you for that.
Proud of that too, you thief.
And I'm telling you, I was half in the car, half outside the car. My foot was on the gas. The other half of me was rocking the car
back
and forth.
Thank God you CrossFit.
I know.
And you're cycling.
I wouldn't have been able to do it. And my girlfriend comes out after an hour of me chipping away, and she's like, "You need help?" And I'm in my car, and I'm like, "I got it."
Wow.
And I'm just sending my
car. Boy, you're very determined.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very determined.
Yeah.
So I whipped back around, parked in some person's driveway because I didn't want to get stuck again.
Sure.
Shoveled myself a nice little dry spot.
There you go, yeah.
And put it back in.
Okay.
It all worked out for me in the end.
Yep.
It all worked out.
Here's the great news. Only, I don't know, 45 more times of doing that.
Well, here's the thing. Now that I know that this is the worst, this is going to be the bane of my existence for the rest of, I don't know how many weeks we have left of this madness.
Well, winter has yet to even start. We got a while to go still. So I would say probably you might be safe in March. Not positive.
I'm getting snow tires this weekend.
Okay, sure.
Which will help.
Would you like me to reach out to my friends at the Vision Automotive Group and get you a gigantic vehicle that can plow that snow? I don't think your car is that great in snow.
It's not. It's very small. Mm-hmm. It's very, very small.
Yeah.
My tires look like dimes.
Well, it's probably going to be a problem for you.
I'm going to get a shovel. Mm-hmm. I tried to look for my winter boots yesterday. Couldn't find them. I went all the way home to Candegua. Couldn't find them. So I'm going to start with a snow brush.
Yep.
Because that wasn't even my snow brush that I was using the other day. So there's a lot of moving parts in this.
Let's see here. I put a poll up. Is living with only on street parking in the city of Rochester in the winter as bad as Breezy's making it sound? 70% of the people saying yeah, it's the absolute worst. Kelly checking in. It's the worst. You just learn to deal with it. Get up 30 to 45 minutes earlier, sometimes more, depending on what snow is expected. Brush off your car, shovel it out, and take your time driving.
That's not a lot laughter, less sleep, that's tears.
A lot more. But you know what? I do have the silver lining.
Hmm.
Okay. There's always a silver lining to any situation. And sure, this is going to be a nightmarish winter for you and for anyone that has to deal with these kind of conditions with just the on-street parking. I know it's kind of first world problems, but I mean, it's a significant time investment to try to figure everything out. So I do feel that it is actually a problem. But the positive thing here is one day, Breeze, you're going to look back on these days and think, wow, I'm so glad I never have to do that again. Because you'll know the next place that you move to, make sure there's a driveway.
Yeah.
Maybe even a garage.
Yeah.
Think about how much more future you is going to appreciate that driveway and that garage
and not have to just
be dripping sweat trying to push your car out of a snowbank.
Yeah.
Future you is thanking you right now.
Yeah.
I want you to keep that in mind every time you have to shovel yourself out.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
You're good.
Never forget where you came from.
You know, maybe you can write a letter to your future self. But listen, you son of a BMW, I'm doing all this work for you. You better appreciate that driveway.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.